You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio.
Listen to your favorite Christian programs anytime on the OnePlace app. Download and listen offline. Stream to your car or automated home device. Download OnePlace at Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, breaking news as it happens, what it means, and why it matters.
Fusion,
amplifying truth,
and pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough, now.
It's a big, busy Friday afternoon with us, friends. I hope that you'll be here for all of the hours of Kevin McCullough Radio across the different platforms that they're on. Governor Mike Huckabee, Decision 2020, Kayleigh McEnany, the Tradeway people, Charlie Hurt from the Washington Times. But to kick us all off, Dr. John Eibner in the green room. Stay with us.
Binge thinking.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog
has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
He is playing the role
as well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Well, it's one of those things where we did not think it we would ever see this happen, but a few months ago, and I have to tell you about this right here at the start. Those of you that listen on AM 570, The Mission in New York City, a number of months ago, we began to get word that we might be able to advance the footprint of the radio station. And for all these years, 30 years, in fact, we have been broadcasting the format that is on AM 570, The Mission, for those 30 years. And just yesterday, we flipped the power switch on a sister station, not our news talk, AM 970, The Answer. That is still fully there. It's still doing the news talk format. But we were able to flip the switch and turn on a sister station on the FM side of the dial here in New York City. FM 102.3, The Mission, WMCA, the sister station of AM 570, The Mission. So now if you're in Bergen County, if you're in Manhattan, if you had problems getting the AM 570 signal before, we are very excited to be broadcasting our first full day on FM 102.3, The Mission as well. And I hope that you'll tell people about it. If there are people that don't like to listen to AM radio because of the sound of the frequencies and so forth, encourage them to give FM 102.3 a try, because we are really delighted to be able to offer you the great programming of The Mission in both places at that time. And that includes Kevin McCullough Radio here in New York City. My very first flagship station for what has been known as Kevin McCullough Radio, and could not be more thrilled than to be part of the great legacy of WMCA all those years. All right, we've got a lot to get to. Before we're done, Governor Huckabee will be joining us, and he's going to talk a little bit about the moon landing, which turns 50 this weekend. I forgot about that. But we're also going to give you an update right now on something we've been talking about for much of this week. In fact, earlier this week, we had very in-depth conversations. Not particularly about this event, though the event was what brought these people together, but the Reverend Harut Salimian was with us on Monday, on Tuesday, and then the very next day, Dr. Michael Nazir Ali sat down with us. You heard the interviews that we conducted in the nation's capital on Monday. The reason I was there was because our friends at Christian Solidarity International had invited me down to participate in a kind of off the record, private kind of brainstorming function that was taking place the night before a ministerial, second time that this administration has held one, but a State Department ministerial to advance religious freedom. And a number of things were covered, and a number of organizations were there. They had about 1,000 different leaders from dozens, if not hundreds, of organizations. And one of them that was there is the executive at CSI, the founder director of what Christian Solidarity International has been doing for all this time, Dr. John Eibner, who rejoins us. Dr. Eibner, it was a pleasure to see you in person on Monday. We've only had that occasion a couple of times. But thank you, first of all, for inviting me. me. I was very touched and humbled to be part of that evening. And I'm very excited and eager to find out what took place at the State Department the days following my visit there.
Right. Well, thanks for joining us. We're delighted to have you with us because you have campaigned long and hard on behalf of persecuted Christians, Kevin. We appreciate that, your strong interest in you conveying the message to your dedicated, highly informed audience. But you asked about the ministerial, what happened. First, I'd like to say that the Trump administration has been very sensitive to the concerns of its evangelical and Catholic conservative Christian constituency. It hears their messages. It has picked up the concern that you and other Christians have had about the terrible persecution of Christians and others for religious reasons around the world. So they have started a process of these so-called ministerial conferences, drawing together representatives of persecuted communities, organizations like CSI, statesmen. That's why it's called a ministerial. The interesting thing about it is this is on their radar screen. They're concerned about it, but there's a kind of debate going on or a struggle that one detects at these several days of proceedings between forces that would hold out as paramount the need to act in the interests of persecuted Christians and those that see this as an opportunity to instrumentalize the suffering of persecuted Christians for other political means. And this is a fascinating process that's going on, and there's a lot to be done to make sure that the U.S. government shifts to the side and is committed to really defending and protecting the interests of the persecuted Christian community. If it doesn't, global Christianity takes a very big blow. It's not good for Christianity throughout the world. It will ultimately damage Christianity here in the United States if we don't act in a way that defends our brothers and sisters in Christ throughout the world.
Right. Well, let me see if I understand this correctly. So it was set up because the administration has picked up on this concern. And I have to say thank you to people like Vice President Pence and Ambassador Brownback and those types of people in the administration that have the ability to influence that. But it was set in the State Department, which I guess is an interesting setting because the State Department is not always well, it's not always my favorite place in our government's scenarios. But what was the was this a dialogue? Was this the organizations that are working on this issue globally talking to the government? Was it the government talking to these organizations? Was there able to be some degree of give and take between both sides? And were there any, I don't know, hopeful signs or resolutions that come out of this or even next steps that might be something that would be, easy to adopt or at least a simple plan to move forward with?
That was largely a monologue from the government to those there. Of course, there are many speakers who were not representatives of the government and the State Department, but they were chosen by the State Department, and there was very little opportunity for the government to hear civil society and non-governmental organizations. There were various side meetings. We held one with Bishop Michael Nasr Ali and Habib Malik, and that is where civil society can speak. But those were really private events, not formally
gotcha.
A part of the proceedings. So what's clear is that well, people like Mike Pence, Sam Brownback, I believe are really committed to this cause, and they have made it possible for there to be this kind of ministerial. It's
right.
Now on the agenda. There is a battle within government. You mentioned that the State Department isn't one of your most favorite places in Washington. Why is that? The swamp is the swamp.
Yeah. Well, and it seems like the State Department, just my own opinion here, but it seems like the State Department is where a lot of the swamp has been most hardened in its position for the longest amounts of time. And I think that one of the advantageous realities of maybe having a more disruptive administration would be to come in and kind of knock things off kilter a little bit. John, I need to have you back at some time in the near future to advance this discussion, because even the Monday night discussion that we had, there were some concrete things that I think that the world can do, America can certainly do, to move in the direction of coming to the aid of persecuted Christians. But I guess on this level, I'm thankful that that those organizations got together, that our government encouraged it, and that there are some energetic minds being put to the task at this point. We'll have to delve into that more later, Dr. Eibner, when you come back. But thanks for being with us and giving us a summary today.
Thanks so much. Look forward to coming back and carrying on the discussion.
All right. Dr. John Eibner of Christian Solidarity International. When I come back, a very important item as it relates to your finances. Stay with us. If a visit to Israel has been on your bucket list, now is the time to plan your trip with AM 570 The Mission WMCA. Experience something that will forever change you. The Stand With Israel Tour is happening December 2nd through the 11th of 2019 with nationally syndicated media hosts Dennis Prager and Mike Gallagher. Come along for an all-inclusive 10-day trip to Israel where you'll experience insights into Israel's fascinating past and promising future. We'll introduce you to the geopolitical, economic, and spiritual dynamics of a truly remarkable nation. We'll take you behind the scenes to explore the places you've only read and heard about, the Western Wall, the Sea of Galilee, the Dead Sea, and so much more. You can experience all this firsthand. Expert guides, important lectures at key sites by Dennis Prager, and you'll be surrounded by luxury and safety. Look forward to something special in your life. Stand With Israel, December 2nd through the 11th, 2019. For details about this all-inclusive trip, visit am570themission.com. That's am570themission.com. Hi, Kevin McCullough. Have you ever had a legal question pertaining to elder law or estate law? Well, every Thursday during Kevin McCullough Radio, you hear from Mike Connors of Connors and Sullivan Attorneys at Law answering a listener's actual question. Simply email that question to askmikeconnors@gmail.com or call Mike's office at 718-238-6500. And don't forget to tune in to Ask the Lawyer with Mike Connors Saturday mornings at 8 a.m. on AM 570 The Mission and Sunday mornings on AM 970 The Answer at 11. Hi, Kevin McCullough. Getting engaged is one of the biggest decisions you'll make in your life, and with that decision comes a big purchase, the ring. There's a lot to consider when buying an engagement ring: the cut, the quality of the stone, the setting, and of course the cost. But you don't have to do this alone. And if it seems confusing, don't worry. I've got a great option for you. Lord's Diamonds, a Christian-owned business that specializes in custom-designed jewelry. Our friend Anu will work with you personally to create your one-of-a-kind engagement ring, all within your budget. Anu also has an amazing offer just for Kevin McCullough listeners. Lord's Diamonds is giving away a free gold set of wedding bands with the purchase of an engagement ring. You heard that right. Free gold wedding bands with the purchase of an engagement ring. Getting engaged is a big decision. Lord's Diamonds will make it easier. Set up your appointment with Anu at Lord's Diamonds today. Just call 212-789-8500. That's 212-789-8500. Or go to lordsdiamonds.com. That's lordsdiamonds.com.
Welcome to Sherwin-Williams.
Hi there. I heard paints are 40% off.
Yep, and stains too.
Right here.
Mm-hmm. Only at your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store.
Right now.
Well, July 19th through the 22nd.
Right on.
Right? Ask Sherwin-Williams, July 19th through 22nd, and save 40% on paints and stains with sale prices starting at $23.09. Only at your local Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Sub exclusions apply. See store for details.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's largest mortgage lender. I've got great news. Mortgage interest rates have dropped. So if you're thinking about buying a home, right now is the time to lock that low rate, even before you find the home of your dreams. With our exclusive Rate Shield approval, the low rate you lock today is protected for up to 90 days while you shop for your new home. With a Rate Shield approval, if rates go up, your low rate stays locked. But if rates go down, you get that new, even lower rate. Either way, you win. Talk to us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com to take advantage. Here's another great reason to work with us. For a record 9 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Again, to lock in today's low mortgage interest rate and get the security of our exclusive Rate Shield approval, call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
This is the entertainment answer. Disney's live-action Lion King looks to reign over the box office as we see another of these remakes hit the big screen. Now, it isn't the last one, but might be the most anticipated, and it does look fantastic, and diehard fans need to make sure they catch this on IMAX, or at least the biggest screen in their area. Now, for those still asking, why do we need these, there are still some other solid original choices at your Cineplex. Lion King rated PG and destined to top the box office this week, and several more to come. For this entertainment answer, I'm Matt Mungle.
The backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. Now, how much does it cost?
Oh, HomeAdvisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free HomeAdvisor app. HomeAdvisor.
When you need legal assistance, call Dan Buttafuoco and Associates. They'll show you care and compassion. 1-800-NOW-HURT. That's 1-800-NOW-HURT.
Breaking news as it happens. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, coming up in the month of August, something very important for your family on a couple of different reasons, for a couple of different levels and for a couple of different reasons. And one is that I'm very passionate about, and that is, what are you doing to prepare and to be planning to leave a legacy for your family? It is one thing to think about, you know, paying your bills month to month, but are you adequately preparing to leave something for them, be it a business, be it an inheritance, be it something that will enable them to move forward in life? And as my kids are getting older, this is something that I'm increasingly thinking about as well. Anyway, here to talk about this and some other reasons why you want to be a part of this event in August, August 2nd and 3rd at the Marriott Times Square, is David Mitchell. He's the founder and CEO of Tradeway and a longtime guest and familiar voice here at Kevin McCullough Radio. David, welcome back. Good to have you.
Hey, man. Good to be with you again, Kevin.
We always know that these markets change all the time. And one of the ways that Tradeway really works in people's lives is that it actually helps them prepare for the markets, whether they go up or down. But these changes that sometimes go month to month, a lot of, you know, if you listen to economists on the media or whatever, they make it sound good or bad. Tradeway tries to see the good through the bad and even the better through the good. So talk to us about how that works.
Well, for one thing, a lot of people, Kevin, think you got to be a rocket scientist to even deal with the stock market. And I think in many ways Wall Street propagates that idea because, you know, let me ask you this question, Kevin. Think about this. It's kind of a trick question, so I'm going to warn you. But can you think of a way people could make millions and millions of dollars in the stock market taking zero risk?
Well, no, I don't know of a way that can be done.
Well, it doesn't seem like it could because God himself put the idea of risk-return trade-off in the universe. You know, you
right.
take more risk, you have the potential for a higher return and so forth. But there is a way people can make millions, in fact, billions of dollars taking no risk. And here's how they do it. They trade with your money.
Oh, okay. I see what you're doing. Yeah. So take other people's money.
Exactly. That's what Wall Street does, you see. And so that's the greatest, that's the most brilliant plan man ever thought up, I think. But it's good for them, but it's not so great for us because to do that, what they have to do is keep you sort of in the dark about some things. And I think that's the biggest problem.
So if that's the case, and financial advisors, I mean, some of us, you know, have had them work with us in the past and haven't had a bad experience. But how can a person know if their financial advisor is really doing what they should be doing? And how can we tell if they're doing a good job other than, you know, the returns at the end of the day?
Well, if you're a little older, and by that I mean past 40 years old, then you can just look back at the year 2000 and the year 2008 and see if you lost 25%, 30%, maybe 50% of your total money in the whole world. And if you did, then your financial advisor is not doing a good job because that doesn't have to happen. And So that's one thing you can look at. If you're younger and you haven't gone through those kinds of times because you're just now sort of in maybe your 401k or your IRAs or maybe you're investing some and you haven't gone through that, if you continue to take their advice and you don't try to learn what's going on out there, then it's going to happen to you too. It's just inevitable because on average, every 3.5 to 5 years, there's a bear market crash, and that's when this happens. They're going to let it stay in the market too long, usually all the way to the bottom, which is ridiculous. And then they'll say, well, don't worry, it always comes back. Well, what they don't tell you is sometimes it takes 20 years to make back what they lose. And, you know, in the year 2000, it took the NASDAQ 20 years to regain where it was. Think about that. So what if you're 70? That doesn't work. But even if you're 20, you don't want that to happen. So it's best to learn the skills. And that's what we teach through Tradeway and our step one coming up out there in your area. It's a 2-day event, and it teaches you what you need to know about the stock market in a fun way.
Yeah, and tapping back into what I opened the segment with, you talk a lot about family business and family business potential and leaving a legacy and being able to do this as a family. Talk about why that's important.
Well, I think it's hugely important. You know, the first point we made just a minute ago, I think, Kevin, is this, that at least if you come to step one, you can learn how to manage your financial manager. You know, learn not to let him leave your money and all the way down. You'll learn that in 2 days. But the other thing is what you just mentioned is that also it is very fun and fascinating to learn how to trade in the stock market. Our philosophy is you should take a small amount of your total money, maybe 10, certainly not more than 20%, and do a little bit shorter term trades where you have a higher potential for a higher return. And if you learn those skills, you should be able to amp up your returns by taking that amount on your own and trading with it. And eventually, you can even learn how to manage your longer-term money, too, if you want to. I mean, that we have a new program called AMPT, A-M-P-T, where we're teaching people across the country how to manage their own retirement money. And that's very exciting. But the first step, I think, is to come to step one. That's why we call
it. Right, right, right.
Learn the language of Wall Street, learn how to manage your financial manager, and learn how to trade. And you mentioned it, we have probably 10% of our students who came to us knowing nothing about the stock market now make their money or their income in the stock market. So they are treating it as a business and teaching their children and grandchildren the skill sets and creating a family business out of a stock trading business, and that's exciting.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And friends, if you want to sign up for this event, it's $99.95 for your family, and everyone in your household gets to come. What you also get is a complimentary ticket for a guest, a friend, a loved one, someone maybe on your church staff, someone that you know would benefit from this type of training. And they'll make that available when you register today as well. So maybe even your best friend and both of your families get to go and experience August 2nd and 3rd at the Marriott Marquis in Times Square. It's only $99.95. Here's the phone number, 877-907-TRADE, 877-907-TRADE, 877-907-TRADE. Now, you can also go to tradeway.com. That's T-R-A-D-E-W-A-Y, tradeway.com, tradeway.com, and register there. Just look under events and register for the New York event. And if you happen to be listening to this in any other part of the country and you want to attend the events nearest you on dates that are available, do that as well. 877-907-TRADE, because they have them all over America coming up. 877-907-TRADE. Pastor David Mitchell, thank you so much for being with us.
You bet, Kevin. It's always great to be with you.
We look forward to having you back in the big city August 2nd and 3rd, friends. 877-907-TRADE. Hi, Kevin McCullough. If you could save money on your mortgage payment and put more money into your pocket, wouldn't that make sense? Now is the perfect time to call my very good friends, Mike and Brian, at Fellowship Home Loans. Home values are up. The housing market is strong. Interest rates are low, and they're going to stay low. Talk to Mike and Brian about ways you could possibly eliminate PMI, private mortgage insurance, consolidate debt, take cash out for home improvements, and save on your taxes. As a direct lender, you deal directly with the decision makers who will save you the money and guide you every step of the way. And with outstanding customer service reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, you will be amazed by how well you are treated and how simple they make this very complicated process. Call Mike Rakeman and Brian Sheely at Fellowship Home Loans and lock in your low rate today. 800-804-SAVE. That's 800-804-SAVE. Intercontinental Capital Group, DBA, Fellowship Home Loans, Licensed Mortgage Banker, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 60134.
This is Dan Proft for townhall.com. In a sense, the 2020 race is shaping up as a choice between two Bernies, a right Bernie and a left Bernie. Do you like the capitalist Bernie or the Bolshevik Bernie? These two Bernies have neatly defined the choice in 2020. On the one hand is Home Depot founder, the creator of 500,000 jobs, and billionaire Bernie Marcus, who is spending his golden years giving away his money to worthy causes. On the other hand is Soviet devotee, Senator Bernie Sanders, who's spending his golden years the same way he spent his formative ones, giving away other people's money. Bernie Marcus is an unabashed Trump supporter, undeterred by threats of a Home Depot boycott by Marxist mobsters. Bernie Sanders is an unrepentant redistributionist who said on Meet the Press recently his goal is, quote, to make the poor richer and the rich poorer, end quote. Bernie Marcus doesn't believe helping people is a zero-sum proposition. Bernie Sanders believes everything should be free except freedom. Which Bernie will you support in 2020? I'm Dan Proft.
The Pepperdine School of Public Policy. Learn more at publicpolicy.pepperdine.edu.
In 1882, after being criticized for bringing immigrants and the poor into his Manhattan church, Pastor A.B. Simpson started a school to train others to spread God's love. That school today is known as Nyack College, and they're still providing education that connects their students' careers with their calling. Alumni of Nyack College and Alliance Theological Seminary serve in public schools, emergency rooms, and Fortune 500 companies. They're accountants, teachers, ministers, and social workers. Nyack College and Alliance Theological Seminary offer doctoral programs, master degree programs, and undergrad programs, including their renowned School of Music. Weekend, evening, and online courses are available, along with special programs for working adults. Experience Nyack College at their New York City Grad Programs Open House on Wednesday, August 7th at 6 p.m. Hear from students and faculty, meet with admissions counselors, and learn about scholarships. For more information, go to nyack.edu. That's nyack.edu or call 877-626-2236.
When the sand gets hot,
you gotta move fast, like a dog chasing a frisbee.
Move just as fast to the Ford Hurry Up and Save sales event. Because for the first time ever, you can get 20% estimated savings on select Ford vehicles. Plus, earn complimentary maintenance through Ford Pass Rewards. Don't let this hot deal on America's best-selling brand pass you by. Get into the Ford Hurry Up and Save sales event. Based on 2010 through 2018 calendar year sales. Moda must be activated within 60 days of purchase through the Ford Pass app on a smartphone and remain active for at least 6 months after activation. Eligible on select 2019 model year vehicles. Vehicle must have arrived at dealer at least 61 days prior to the sale date. Estimated savings include an average dealer discount based on a sales survey of average discounts offered by Ford dealers nationally. Discount may vary. Dealer determines price. For all offers, take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by 9/3/19. See participating dealer for complete details.
This segment brought to you by MyPillow. Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. Only available at MyPillow.com. Call 800-651-0798. Promo code WMCA.
Who better to keep an eye on the swamp? Take a Harvard law grad and someone who knows the media underbelly like the back of her hand. National Press Secretary for the Donald J. Trump 2020 presidential campaign, Kayleigh McEnany, exclusively on Kevin McCullough Radio.
Because he is draining the swamp, just like he said he was going to do, and he is making the economy roar again, and it is so exciting. And for African Americans, he is making a difference with us, and I'm excited about that.
And you'll be voting on the president in 2020.
Absolutely, yes!
Yes, well, I can't wait for tonight. A lot of fun.
Okay. That was Kayleigh McEnany at the... At the North Carolina rally just a couple of nights ago, and of course she's with us every Friday. And Kayleigh, the terrible thing about your job now and I'm sure it's very rough for you, is you get to go out and you get to talk to all these people that are excited about where our country's going and what's happening in their lives.
Oh, it's awesome. It's quite a change from the days when I worked over at CNN. I get to get out of Manhattan and go all across the country, and it is something else, Kevin, to talk directly to these great patriots who the left likes to demonize with all sorts of horrific adjectives, but they're really good people. They're good Americans, and they're Americans of all races and all genders.
Yeah. Well, this particular soundbite from a video that you posted to your Twitter account, African-American woman that, I don't know, I would guess her somewhere in her mid-30s and probably representative of a lot of people that have experienced a different experience since this president has been there. Let me ask you about a story that just came to my attention just a few moments ago. And Fox News posted it this afternoon. I don't have the time that they posted it, which is weird. They usually indicate the time. But it was sometime, I don't know, 2:30-ish this afternoon when they posted it. But the headline says, border deaths declined in Trump's first 2 years in office, according to data. The subheading on the main page of Fox News said, less than Obama, question mark. And it goes into details here. According to the statistics compiled by the U.S. Border Patrol, there were 298 border deaths in 2017, 283 in 2018, making it an average of 291 per year. The average of yearly deaths under Obama and under the Bush administration were 372 and 382, respectively, meaning there are 100 less people dying per year coming across the southern border, albeit they illegally, than there were in the two administrations prior. But I don't remember media flipping its lid, throwing tantrums, screaming at the sky, at the moon over the numbers under those two administrations.
Yeah, of course not. In fact, they ignored it. You look in these detention facilities began under President Obama. These conditions, the cages that they like to put the pictures up of, that was under President Obama. And as you noted, the deaths of border crossers were up under Obama. And under President Trump, he has tried to repurpose ICE. He's tried to repurpose our Border Patrol to provide as best health care they can, even though they're not equipped to do that. But they are instructed to care for the people at the border, even though it's a record number that have been coming across. And I think those numbers speak for themselves, that they're doing everything in their power to take care of these people crossing illegally while they're in the custody of the United States. While Democrats, by the way, slow walked humanitarian aid for 3 months.
Kaylee, I don't typically ask you about military or strategic things, but this afternoon the news broke that Iran, after on the heels of yesterday bragging about taking an oil tanker and kidnapping all of the 12 staff members on it, claims that they have seized a British oil tanker this afternoon. And this is increasingly concerning in light of the fact that, they were sending a drone at one of our naval ships yesterday. We shot it down. They've denied that. But this latest aggressive action seems to continue to pit them against not just the U.S., but the West allies, whether it be the UAE or the U.K.
Yeah, Iran has always been a bad actor. They've never given up their nuclear ambitions. They've always been funders of terrorism in their region. That never stopped, but nevertheless, they were rewarded under Obama with billions of dollars in cash that was given to them and a deal that paved the way for nuclear weapons. But the good news is, despite their hostility, that we have a president in office that I know will exhibit the toughness that's necessary on the world stage and will show Iran. Iran has looked at it, and they know that they're dealing with a president who doesn't mess around. It doesn't matter if it's China or Iran or ISIS or any other nefarious actor, either economically or security-wise. This president's going to stand up to them.
I think it is important for us to realize that this is also something that they don't seem to be paying very close attention to what the president has to say. It is going to be interesting to see in the next 24 to 72 hours what the response of the West is. They say that according to websites that are tracking the ship's progress, they say that this ship made a sharp turn. It was headed towards Saudi Arabia. It was a UK vessel. 23 members aboard have all been taken hostage. And the Brits, as of this point in time, have not been able to contact the ship. So who knows as to what will unfold there in the days, hours and days to come. But we'll keep our eye on it. Kaylee, always appreciate your insights. Thanks for joining us on this Friday and every Friday.
Thanks so much, Kevin. Have a great weekend.
Kevin McCullough Radio. We've got lots more straight ahead. Don't go away. Breaking news as it happens, what it means and why it matters. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I don't know. Is the summer heat taking stuff out of you? Do you feel like you're a little run down? Do you feel like you don't have the stamina? I had to drive back very late not long ago from Washington, D.C., and I was worried that I wasn't going to be awake enough. But you know what? I had all the energy I needed. And if you're feeling run down and you don't have energy like you used to, you might not be getting the whole food nutrition that gives you the energy that you need. And a daily dose of Balance of Nature capsules that has 10 servings of 31 fruits and vegetables is going to give you that energy. Once you start taking it, you feel like you've got a lot more energy, in fact. When you call, you're going to get 25% off plus free shipping on your preferred first order. Plus, you're going to get a set of convenient travel bottles that will contain a free additional week's supply of Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies. How cool is that? Call right now, 800-246-8751, 800-246-8751. You can also go to balanceofnature.com. But whether you call or whether you go online, use the discount code, The Mission.
Time. It may be the most precious thing you have. If you or someone you love is struggling with addiction, it's time to call Anchor House, a state-licensed, faith-based residential treatment center in Brooklyn. Anchor House has been helping people to recover for more than 50 years. Alcohol, opioids, or other stimulants. The compassionate staff at Anchor House is available 24 hours a day. You may even qualify for services at no charge. Call Anchor House now at 718-771-0760. 718-771-0760. Or visit anchorhouseinc.com.
Attention African-American men age 60 and over. Earn up to $150 by participating in a new financial research study at Weill Cornell Medicine. The purpose of this study is to learn more about financial decision-making among older adults. Your travel expenses will be reimbursed via MetroCard. The entire study is done on a laptop and it's fun, so bring a friend. If you're an African-American man over age 60, you can earn up to $150 by participating in a new financial research study at Weill Cornell Medicine. To register, call 646-962-7141. Space is filling up. Call 646-962-7141.
You know, I'm not a genius about money. I love my credit cards, and they love me. I was using them as a source of income, and then I got behind in my payments, and creditors were calling. I figured I had a problem, and I didn't know how to deal with it. I heard about Trinity, so I called and talked to a counselor. In half an hour, we worked out a plan. Now I've got one easy monthly payment, a lower interest rate, and I'm getting out of debt.
If you're in an endless cycle of paying on credit card balances that never seem to go away, then get ready for a toll-free number that will put you on a path to financial recovery. Trinity will consolidate your accounts, put a stop to late fees and over-limit charges, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands. If your debt has you down, we should talk. Call 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976. Call 1-800-990-6976.
Hello there, I'm Denise Richardson. This weekend on Fuel for the Spirit, you'll hear what it takes to live with cerebral palsy and not be able to find a job. Here's the spokesperson for the Nassau County Cerebral Palsy Association, Bob McGuire.
The benefit of coming to CP Nassau is that we meet the individuals where they want to be met, and as a result, they can shape their future and maximize their opportunity.
So join me and Bob McGuire on Fuel for the Spirit, Saturday night at 8:30, right here on AM 570, The Mission, WMCA.
We're surrounded by noise, bombarded by information, messages struggling to get attention. So many ways to reach customers. Your message needs to cut through and stand out. For the resources and know-how to make it all work, there's Salem Surround. Get started with a free evaluation of your digital presence and some great ideas to increase your online visibility and revenue. Learn more at surroundnewyork.com. Surroundnewyork.com. Connecting you with new customers.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio.
Everywhere I go, oh, oh, I say is it all.
He is one of the longest-serving governors in American history, a two-time presidential candidate, a top-rated Fox News Channel host, and all of it before being known as Sarah's dad. Governor Mike Huckabee, exclusively on Kevin McCullough Radio.
Fact is, a person doesn't just suddenly become a racist at the age of 72, having not been one up until that point. I mean, if people would just exercise enough brain cells to operate a flashlight, they would clearly recognize that these charges are, on their face, laughable.
Was there some hidden reference in the term flashlight in that soundbite? I think there might have been some sort of covert signaling that's going on there. Governor Mike Huckabee from earlier today on Fox News. Governor, I don't know. I question. See, that plus that you didn't genuflect and kiss the boots of AOC before you came in the studio today. I think those two things prove that you have racist tendencies.
Well, I'm sure to the Democrats and the media, but then I repeat myself, I'm sure that I do. But everybody is a racist who loves America, I guess, anymore. You're a racist if you're a Republican. It's the go-to way for the Democrats to try to avoid having a significant, meaningful, and thoughtfully intellectual discussion on issues.
On anything outside of their agenda, the things that that AOC and Ilhan Omar want to see happen. And, you know, if I'm Rashida Tlaib these days, I'm feeling a little left out because these other two are making so much noise, I can't get any airtime. But, Governor, in all seriousness, it's gotten to the point where if you look at them funny when you're walking down the sidewalk, she's accused everybody under the sun, including African-Americans, AOC has, of being racist within the last week, including Nancy Pelosi, including Donald Trump. And it's one of those things where as long as this is what's the main headline, I think the Democrats are doomed for Election Day. I don't think there's anything about what these four are currently having to say that says to kitchen table voters in Michigan, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, Ohio, North Carolina, all places, by the way, that the president has been holding packed out rallies, that they care about they care about them. And I think that that is going to lead to a rather, stark reality for the media come the day after the election.
One of the things I find amazing is that the media has not called out the nonsensical equating that Omar has done of Israel with the Nazis. Yeah. I mean, of all the ironies in the great world of ironies, that takes the cake. That's a new one. I mean, you know, it's common for Democrats, liberals, and the media to call out everyone, and they're either a racist or maybe if not a racist, they're a Nazi or they're both. But to say that the Jewish state of Israel is like Nazis, I mean, you don't get any crazier than that. And I really hope that she puts her BDS resolution on the floor of the House. I hope it gets there. Pelosi will never let it happen. She's never going to let that happen. But if she were, getting a tooth filled and not there and somebody else was presiding and it actually came to the floor, it would be nice for America to know how many people in Congress actually would support the irrational, hate-filled BDS.
Yeah.
Kevin, I just got back yesterday morning from Israel. I go, this is five times this year alone. Anyone who has ever been to Israel knows, number one, it isn't an apartheid state. That's a lie. Number two, that the BDS movement hurts the Palestinians far more than it hurts the Israelis.
Right.
But it's a detriment to the entire economy of Israel, but also to the Palestinian Authority.
Well, it's been a couple of years since I've been back, but it's time for me to go again. I think I need to take more listeners with me. We'll see what we can do in the days to come. But I do want our friends in Israel, and I've got a lot of people that listen to this broadcast via the podcast and other methods in Israel, streaming every single day. And friends, just know that America still stands with you. Hey, you know, let's shift to a little bit more positive thing. 50 years ago today, something rather significant happened, Gov, and you were telling me off air. It really caught your imagination when you were a youngster. Tell us what it was.
Well, in 1961, I was a little kid when the president, then John F. Kennedy, said, we're going to send a man to the moon and bring it back safely. I was incredibly inspired by that. And I thought, wow, if my country can do that, then we're a pretty amazing place. And even though President Kennedy, unfortunately, didn't live to see his vision, I did. And I was sitting in my family's living room in front of a black and white television watching Neil Armstrong put his feet on the surface of the moon and make those immortal statements, one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind. I'm telling you, Kevin, it still brings chills up my spine when I remember looking at that and thinking, a country that can do this can do anything.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you, the difference between me and Omar, I still believe that America could do anything it really wants to do. I still think we're a great country. And I don't hate America. I love America. And I love the fact that part of my DNA is that space age era of our country, in which despite many failures and many things that weren't perfect, we did things that we imagined and we accomplished. And it's something today and this weekend, every American ought to celebrate and be grateful for the just raw courage of the astronauts who risked their lives to go into space. And here's the thing. A lot of people say, well, the space program didn't really bring us anything. Oh, no? Really? You like satellite TV? You like cell phones? You like GPS systems in your car? Do you like miniature heart valves?
I was about to say, half the medical technology we use now was developed through the space program. And, yeah, and because I do a tech segment on Tuesdays, my listeners are a little more educated on that. But without NASA and without our space research for the last however many years, we would be a significantly worse globe than we are today.
Absolutely. And I honestly think one of our biggest mistakes from a national priority standpoint has been the scaling back of the space program. The science and technology that were a part of that changed the world and gives us today the indirect consequences of, as I say, everything from a smartphone to the simple things that we have when we go get an MRI done at the hospital.
Yeah,
we just fully embrace and appreciate the advance of technology and science that came as a result of the space program.
Okay, Gov, real quick, the music's rolling. What's on the big show this weekend, 8 and 11 on Saturday and Sunday?
We're going to have a terrific show. We've got Jimmy Wayne, who does a song that I promise you will bring tears to your eyes, and it's a gut puncher of a message. We've got some, let me just say, just watch the show. We've got comedy, we've got politics, we've got it all. Don't miss TBN show Saturday and Sunday.
Sounds like a bit of a surprise as well. Huckabee, it's 8 and 11 Saturday, Sunday night, only on TBN. Governor, thanks for being here. This is Kevin McCullough. Hi, Kevin McCullough. Are you thinking of selling your home? Do you have a property that you need to put on the market? Our friends at D'Amico Group Real Estate are here to help. Valerie D'Amico will personally come to your home, conduct a full evaluation, and tell you what your property can sell for in today's competitive marketplace. Stop wondering what you can get for your home. Find out for sure. Call Valerie from the D'Amico Group at 718-510-3012 or email her at valerie@d'amicogroup.org to receive a free market analysis of your property. With D'Amico Group, you can have peace that you're working with a Christian company who has your best interest in mind. That's 718-510-3012 or email Valerie D'Amico at valerie@d'amicogroup.org. That's 718-510-3012. 718-510-3012.
Names matter. Your name. The name you've made for yourself and the name of the company you represent. Because of you, their names people can trust. That's why at 4imprint, every name and logo is printed with certainty. We pay attention to every detail because we know the way your name appears is the way it's remembered. So you'll know for certain that every item, from the right apparel to the most popular tech items, will be right the first time, on time, every time, at a great price, guaranteed. Because when you have passion, integrity, and certainty, the only name they'll remember is yours. Explore thousands of promotional products at 4imprint.com. That's the number 4imprint.com. 4imprint. For certain.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Have you ever had a legal question pertaining to elder law or estate law? Well, every Thursday during Kevin McCullough Radio, you hear from Mike Connors of Connors & Sullivan Attorneys at Law answering a listener's actual question. Simply email that question to askmikeconnors@gmail.com or call Mike's office at 718-238-6500. And don't forget to tune in to Ask the Lawyer with Mike Connors Saturday mornings at 8 a.m. on AM 570 The Mission and Sunday mornings on AM 970 The Answer at 11.
You need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough saying a happy Friday to you. And please, please, please stop using the Face app with the old filter. You know that the Russians own that and that they're just downloading all of your vital data. You know that, don't you? Alex, you know that, don't you? I haven't seen you use the old face filter yet.
I am refusing to do that, by the way.
Do not use the old face filter on the Face app. That is not advisable. The Russians own it. They're trying to suck your mind. And I've heard that if you use the old Face app, that your mind will be sucked out of your head. I don't know if that's true or not, that's what I and I'm pretty sure that it has happened, because I'm pretty sure Bernie Sanders has been using that filter. Speaking of Sanders, you know, the House passed, and it's not gonna become law, but the House passed the $15 minimum wage requirement yesterday, and of course now everybody's all jacked. Hey, you know what's interesting about that is Trump and company can say, well, why would you pass a $15 minimum wage when wages are up across the board and most people are making more than that anyway? Very good point. Very astute point. Nonetheless, they passed it. But now this has become very increasingly uncomfortable for Larry David using the Face app, Bernie Sanders. Or if it's the other way around, I'm not sure. Bernie Sanders is the old face of Larry David, or is Larry David the old face of Bernie Sanders? Anyway, campaign workers for the senator are kvetching big time about the raised minimum wage, because evidently they're having to lobby the senator to raise their wages to equal $15 an hour. The Washington Post obtained a draft of a letter that the campaign's union planned to send to Sanders' campaign manager, Faiz Shakir, which read in part that workers, quote, cannot be expected to build the largest grassroots organizing program in American history while making poverty wages. Given our campaign's commitment to fighting for a living wage of at least $15 an hour, we believe it's only fair that the campaign would carry that through to this commitment to its own field team. So just a reminder, friends, oftentimes when socialists and progressives and liberals are arguing that they should be allowed to do something with the tax dollars that they're taking out of your pocket, very seldom, if ever, are they willing to spend their own money in the same way. See, as long as they don't run out of your money, they've got plenty of ideas of how to spend it. But the minute it becomes their money that they have to spend, oh, they have a very different idea of all of that. Bernie Sanders is a hypocrite. He wants you to pay $15 an hour to your lawn care professional, but he won't pay it to his own campaign staff. Have a great weekend. I'm Kevin McCullough.